Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dune, Hour 2. Hour 2, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to the right side of the page. Click on the videos. YouTube. Join us on live chat. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And or go to Before It's News. Do the same thing over there. BeforeIt'sNews.com. We're on the front page. Click onto the YouTube. Go to the right side. Join us on live chat. Also, if you'd like to give us a call, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, just continuously pushing their narrative, aren't they? Yep, they sure are. Forced compliance is the objective. Let's hit it. More control. That's what this equals. I want to ask you a stupid question. Have you had enough of the government corruption? Of course. Well, then, for those who really want to bring about resolve, here it is. Compliance is just a subset of governance. Okay? Compliance is just a subset of governance and not the other way around. Compliance is just a subset of governance and not the other way around. Here, what do I mean? Listen, have you ever taken note that whenever we have a crisis in this country by design or otherwise, that it always seems to work in favor of more unconstitutional governance and control over the people rather than the other way around? Have you ever known? Folks, my whole life, this is all I've ever seen. This is all I've ever seen. Until people stand up against the tyranny, then I can see it go the other direction. Let me say it again. Compliance is just a subset of governance and not the other way around. By the way, subset, friends. A part or larger group of related things. Okay? Bureaucracy. Let's put it that way. It fuels the bureaucracy and the people that they work with to force compliance. I just said, have you ever taken note that whenever we have a crisis in this country, by design or otherwise, after September 11th, look at the expansion of government. Has anybody been paying attention over the last 20 years in this country how government locally, within your counties, your cities, has expanded? Do you remember when they had those little buildings in your particular counties? Now they look like malls. Isn't that interesting? When government expands in such a fashion, your rights, guess what? Don't expand. They diminish. And that's what we're seeing today. You're being enslaved. I want to say it one more time. Have you ever taken note that whenever we have a crisis in this country, by design or otherwise, when I just drop that seed, friends, it sparks so many different things in people's minds. And I want people to think about what I'm saying here. Every time there's a crisis in this country, it always seems to work in favor of more unconstitutional governance and control over the people rather than the other way around. Read John 8:34. I mean, where the laws are actually upheld and enforced. Where the said representatives live up to their sworn oaths. Where they don't overreach and aggrandize more power unto themselves. In the end, where do we see where the people are liberated through the rule of law? Remember, law was given unto us by God, our Creator, to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. Charles D. Montesquieu said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. That's exactly right. Where do we actually see our said representatives doing the right thing? Where do we see them upholding their sworn oaths and upholding the enumerated laws found in the Constitution? Why is it that we always see them attempting to aggrandize unto themselves more power? Can anybody feel the encroachments? Can anybody feel the overreach of government into their lives today? Oh, I can. I can in a big way. I mean, they got their tentacles in everything that we do in this country, friends, and I am quite frankly sick and tired of it. But the question is, friends, where do we see government today actually enforcing the laws, upholding the laws? And I'm just talking about the corrupt ones right now, okay? There's a lot of good people out there. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have the freedoms that we have today. And by the way, as a word of encouragement, you still have the freedoms to do the right thing. What are you doing with those God-blessed freedoms? Where do we see government doing the right thing today, friends? Don't sit there and tell me about how they're looking out for us. Looking out for us for what? Looking out for us for what? It's like people that go through, let me use in parallel, the TSA at the airports again. Oh, I feel so safe that they're there stripping me and walking me through a scanner where they can see me and my children naked. I love it when they grab my children. I love it when they grab my husband or my wife and they begin to put their hands on them in an unlawful manner. Oh, folks, there's people like that. Oh, I feel so safe. Do you realize how ignorant you are to say such a thing? Do you remember Benjamin Franklin and what he had said about giving up rights? Remember he said, those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty, right? They don't deserve the freedoms that they have. But yet they say they feel safe. This is how ignorant people have become. This is how enslaved people have become. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. You know what this reminds me of? And I love the parable. I love the analogy. And it's a testimony of Harriet Tubman, where she used to be enslaved for a good portion of her life, and she had enough. She ran away from her master, only to go out and set others free. And she used to go from plantation to plantation, and she would lead them to freedom. This is what Christ does, John 14:6. This is what we're doing here, 1 Corinthians 11:1. She used to lead them to freedom. And for those that don't know the story, she was asked by a reporter one time, Mrs. Tubman, they called her the Black Moses because she was the great liberator, going into plantations and taking these slaves and leading them to freedom. And she was asked the question, so you freed hundreds of slaves, thousands of slaves. She said, yes, I'd have freed thousands more had they known that they were slaves. See, the problem in this country is Americans, you don't know that you're enslaved. Everything you do, folks, has some sort of scar or mark of enslavement on your physical being. And I'm talking about in a spiritual sense. Just look at your wallet. Everything you do is taxed. Everywhere you go, there's a sign posted telling you what you can do and what you can't do. And if you're going to do it, then you better get a permission slip from us. And it's going to cost you some money. But you're going to have to give us some money, and in the process, we'll give you a little tag that says, we give you permission. Who made them God, friends? Come on! Either we're God-born and we're God-free in this country, God bless America, right? It's time for Americans to bless God and understand that true freedom. Read Psalm 33, verse 12. Read 2 Corinthians 3:17 and John 8:32. Has everything to do in Scripture with freedom. Who gives it? The Lord does. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We got Tom calling in from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, Bradley. Thanks for taking my call, and thank you for preaching God's word in spirit and truth the way you do.
Cool, thank you.
I just had a few comments about our illustrious president. I was one of the dummies that was duped by him. It's pretty easy to happen when you're looking at down the barrel of Hillary Clinton and these type people. But what's upsetting to me is, you know, during this COVID, we have the leader of the free world. Who knows how many dead, up in the millions. And this man will stand back and tell you there's nothing I can do about it. It's, you know, my Chinese Satanist business partner friends just made a terrible mistake and it got out of hand and there's nothing I can do. And, you know, I have a long list of real concrete things he could do to bring the Chi-Coms under control. And, you know, we're having a big Chi-Com crackdown now in Taiwan and Hong Kong. It's going on today. And just like the Bible says, the double-minded man, Donald Trump, will do nothing. He's failed in all of his ways. And it's time we realize that.
Well, I totally agree, and I think the bottom line is again, let's remember that Donald Trump is a reflection of the American people, as if to suggest, Tom, that he's supposed to do for us what he promised to do. I just did an article this week, after 5 years, a year on the presidential campaign trail, of promising to bring back the rule of law and to bring prosecution. He called it draining the swamp. Well, to date, 5 years later, to date, not one has been prosecuted. We have seen where he's granted clemency to political prisoners, corruption, and criminals. And I'm talking about Rod Blagojevich from Chicago and his 18 felonies that he committed against the state and the people in that state. And it's interesting that he shows more allegiance to criminals than he does the laws of our land. But again, he just told the people what they needed to hear to get into a position that he's in today. And he, by the way, he told us that. Matter of fact, when he was on the presidential campaign, he told the American people that he was going to bring forth a special prosecutor concerning Hillary Clinton. He did that for the world to hear and see. In 41 seconds, literally 41 seconds into his presidential campaign victory, his speech, he told his voters, he told them, quote, unquote, he said that the American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. A week and a half later, he was asked by the press, why was it that you said you were going to prosecute her? And then after you won the presidency, you kind of backed off that. He said, well, you know, it's just political speech, political rant. In other words, I told the people what they wanted to hear, and 5 years later, we still see him doing the same thing. And the agenda's going forward. His worshipers are the ones that are aiding. They are abetting the very one that is turning on the people in so many different ways. And I have done my best, Tom, over the last 22 years concerning every presidency. It's not just been Donald Trump. Every single one of them, regardless of what they say to the American people, if you judge them by their fruit, you are seeing that they are producing the exact opposite of what they promised that they would do. And people don't like that, and it doesn't really matter, because sooner or later we're all going to fall into that hole that's being dug here by who we allow concerning corrupt politicians that are destroying this country, because we're all going to go down, even the bad guys are. And the fact of the matter is, we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools, my friend, if we don't get this right. There's no question about it.
Sure. I agree with you 100%. His record speaks for itself, or as you would say, his fruit is not good. And I would just point out the people he has around him, like Mnuchin, the Yale Skull and Bones member, Mr. Ross. He's been known as king of the bottom feeders. So, I mean, this business, this guy's in, he's in for his pride. He's going to make a deal, and he's going to make deals with his Satanist friends. And we have to realize his allegiance does not align with freedom for the American people or anything that's good. So,
well, we can
thank
Tom,
you for preaching the word,
thank
right,
you.
And encourage you to continue on, sir.
Thank you, Tom, from Colorado. I totally appreciate it. Folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I would also add, too, keep in mind what's going on today. It was Donald Trump. Everybody, all of his followers are continuously blaming Anthony Fauci and Bill Gates, not paying attention to who those that Donald Trump has around him, and not paying attention to the fact, nor pointing the finger of responsibility back at the administration, namely Donald Trump, for giving these people a platform to push forth their agenda in making billions and billions and billions of dollars on the behalf of Big Pharma, and also helping in the process of forcing a vaccination on the American people. But we're not there yet, okay? We're not there yet. But the fact of the matter is, we're going to be there pretty soon if we don't stand up to this stuff. And I know all over the country, again, good people are standing up, and that's what I want to get to. Because if people are really sick and tired, people ask me all the time, well, what's the answers? What's the answers? I give you answers every single show I do. Are you taking the time to read? When I'm shooting stuff off by the Holy Ghost concerning Scripture, are you writing them down and are you going to read them? Because I'm not in my own mind sharing this stuff with you. I'm not here because this is the will of the flesh. This is the will of the Spirit. I would have never chose the job that I do today. But I love whom I serve. And out of gratitude to him and his son, that is why I serve him. John 3:16 now has meaning, doesn't it? Yes, it does. But folks, we need to understand that Donald Trump is a mere reflection of what America puts up with. This is a reflection of we the people to tolerate this in so many different ways. We're talking about forced compliance as the objective. We can see it happening on a daily basis. Folks, I want to let you know that the Oregon governor just this last week said lockdowns are null and void. Just here to remind you that all of these edicts coming out of governors and mayors are null and void. I don't care what they threaten you with. What are they going to back it up with? Policy? You're going to give me a ticket for violating a policy? Policy follows law. And we need to remind them of that. We had a judge in New Jersey come forward, friends. The governor's lockdown in New Jersey is null and void. But if you don't want to listen to what they have to say concerning the law and being the strength of that law, then get ready for the injection. It's your, don't complain about what you tolerate. Friends, again, personal experience. We hear it all day long. Give us the answers. We even had one lady today call up my wife and say, Bradley needs to be more compassionate. Really? Really? To overlook judgment because of kindness? How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. Then love wounds itself by killing justice, doesn't it? Be more compassion to a nation that allows 60 million babies to be slaughtered in the womb. Did you really say that? Did you think through that one before you called us and actually had the audacity to say that we need to be more compassionate? Mercy in the eyes of God upon a nation such as this is to bring his public judgments upon the heads of the wicked, period. And who are the wicked? Those that know to do right and they stand back and do nothing. And those are the people that are asking for more compassion. You better reread that Bible. Yeah, mercy rejoiceth against judgment, but you better understand where real mercy comes. We all hear this one. As a matter of fact, this just comes to my aid right now. I'm going to Jeremiah 33. And interestingly enough, we hear this all day in the false gospel churches. Call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things for which thou knowest not. And it talks about the love of God and the love and kindness of God. We need to keep in mind, friends, this is after judgment. This is after judgment, friends. These people that want compassion from the pulpit here, you're on the wrong side of the aisle. A false balance is an abomination to the Lord. The compassion in this country is going to come after judgment, not before. And compassion is going to fall to those that are repentant before God, Acts 20, verse 21, 2 Corinthians 7:10, and not before, afterwards. And people that would suggest something like that, show more compassion to the disobedient people that are allowing babies to be slaughtered in the womb and are allowing children to be trafficked and allowing the courts to do the things that they're doing in an unjust manner. Show them more mercy and compassion, Bradley. Give me a break. Call someone else and tell them that garbage. Because I'll tell you what, all those that are bowing the knee to Nebuchadnezzar in the People's White House today, you go ahead and tell them that. Because they'll preach your message, but I'm not going to. I'm going to stand here with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and say, we are not bending the knee and we are not bowing the knee because you said so. And because of it, that is how Jesus Christ is glorified, when you stand. It was in the fire in Daniel 3 that Jesus Christ, the fourth man, showed up. It was in the fire, and because they obeyed, that nation turned the edicts of the tyrants into glorifying the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that is the God that we so seek today in America today, and we're not going to settle for anything less. Sons of LibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back on the other side.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump labeled churches and other houses of worship as essential and called on governors nationwide to let them reopen this weekend, even though some areas remain under coronavirus lockdown.
Today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services. Some governors have deemed liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential, but have left out churches and other houses of worship. It's not right.
The president threatened to override governors who defy him, and following the announcement, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released new guidelines for communities of faith on how to safely reopen, including recommendations to limit the size of gatherings and consider holding services outdoors or in large, well-ventilated areas. This is USA Radio News. FBI Director Christopher Wray has ordered an internal review on possible misconduct in the investigation of former Trump administration National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. The after-action review will examine whether any current employees engaged in misconduct during the course of the investigation and evaluate whether any improvements in FBI policies and procedures need to be made. A jetliner carrying 98 people crashed in a crowded neighborhood near the airport in Pakistan's port city of Karachi after an apparent engine failure. Officials say there were two survivors from the plane, but they also found at least 57 bodies in the wreckage. It was unknown how many people on the ground were hurt as the Pakistan International Airlines jet plowed into an alley and destroyed at least five houses. The pilot was heard transmitting Mayday to the tower shortly before the crash, which was flying from Lahore to Karachi, carrying many traveling for the Muslim holiday of Eid Fitr. This is USA Radio News.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Welcome back again. By the way, I just wanted to reiterate something. It wasn't Jeremiah 33:3. Call unto me and I will answer and I'll show you great and mighty things of which you know not. Jeremiah 31, verse 3, was after judgment. Listen carefully. Verse 2, Jeremiah 31, love and kindness was shown after judgment. But it was during the judgment that love and kindness was shown to those that were his and to those that weren't, to those that were being chastised, to those that were being corrected, and to those that were being judged. Okay, just for the record, 2 Timothy 3:16, read it when you get a moment. But it says, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest, right? And then this is what we hear in the modern day church today, out of context. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, oh yes, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore with love and kindness have I drawn thee, brothers and sisters. He loves us no matter what we do. Preaching false grace, this hireling, this effeminate pansy, Revelations 1, 21, verse 8, right? Oh, but what he fails to tell you is the Lord loves those that are in hell too, and they made their choice, right? And what he failed to tell you is that God is angry at the wicked every day, right? I was talking about compassion during the last segment. Wanted to set that record straight real quick. I'm going to take Dwayne from Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm good. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good. I'm not hanging in there. I'm overcoming every day, waking up and doing what we have to do because I believe that we can receive the end of our faith in winning the day here. I really do.
Hey, amen, brother. I know a lot about Revelation, about Babylon, the beast, the image of the beast, and I just wanted to talk to you about the Corona virus and how it fits into Bible prophecy.
Okay, real quick.
Yeah, so Revelation chapter 12, there's a sign in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, crown of 12 stars, and the moon at her feet. This woman represents a nation that is being formed, The sign in heaven happened September 23rd, 2017, which is around the approximate time of these days and age of Revelation 18, 1 and 2. It says, "And I saw an angel of light descend from heaven, having great authority, and he lightened the earth with his glory, and he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Fallen is Babylon, come out of her, my people." So this new nation, this that's being formed, is coming out of Babylon, and we're forming a new nation, and this is the also the 144,000 in Revelation chapter 14. So what's happening right now is Satan does not like this new nation that is being formed. There was 2 million protesters in China, and when the coronavirus hit, they disappeared overnight. So the enemies of the government, or, you know, I don't know what you would want to label those people, those protesters that didn't like their government. There's a lot of people here that don't like their government, and that's what the coronavirus is designed for. It's designed to carry away the woman, this new nation. And so the flood is the coronavirus, and I've been studying law for a couple years, and there's the law of the land, and there's the law of Babylon that operates in the sea, the law of admiralty jurisdiction. And so the flood is the extension of the laws of admiralty, which is trying to carry away the woman, and they want to come into our houses. They want to test us for corona. And, you know, I've been listening to your radio show a little bit, and I think you understand that, what they want to do. But it's not about people with corona. It's about people that don't like the government. It's about people that don't like to place debt upon their children through the birth certificate. They want to do away with people that had the same attitude as the as our founders, who placed gold upon our sons and daughters. As it says in Exodus 3:22, inquire the Egyptians of their gold, jewels of gold and silver, and place them upon your sons and daughters, which is what Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1 did, is through, no state shall coin money on anything but gold and silver for the payments of debt. So our forefathers did the same thing. We placed gold and silver upon our sons and daughters. And these bankers, this Babylonian system that is controlled by the dragon, they don't like this new nation, and they're trying to carry her away by the flood. And the Bible says that the earth will help the woman, or will help the woman, and the earth will swallow the flood. The earth is, to my understanding, you know, I've just been learning this, like, within the last probably month, 2 months, been refining my understanding, but I could still learn more. But to my understanding, how the earth, which is the land, which is not the same as the world, which is Babylon, so the earth is going to swallow the flood up. This is the laws of the land.
Yeah, so Dwayne, really quick, though, so let me say this. What I keep hearing you talk about is you identifying, or doing your best to identify, what is happening. And obviously, this has been going on for a long time, thousands of years. When you go to 2 Peter 1:20, what does it tell us? It tells us, knowing that first, that no prophecy of the Scriptures, but any private interpretation, there's a different interpretation every generation, so on and so forth. The one question that I have for you, and I'm not condescending, I'm just curious when I ask you this question, where does it come in where the resolve is brought? The church is called to be the repairer of the breach, Isaiah 58:12. We're called to bring the answers to the world. Giving the world the answers isn't telling the world, now this is what this is, and this is what this is in the book of Revelation, and it's great that you can see that. But we need resolve, because I'm not going to, and I'm going to do my best in the process of doing this, I don't want to turn around and tell my kids, this is why America is the way it is today, and now I'm out of here. Good luck. I didn't mean to leave it this way to you, but, you know, I just failed in keeping commandments of God, where he said if I kept them in Proverbs 7:2, that I would live. He said, keep my commandments and live. Where are the promises that you'd bestow upon the people? Because when I read Deuteronomy 4, it tells me that when we actually keep his commandments, that we are going to be possessors of the land, which our forefathers gave unto us through the Spirit of God. Okay, now we're in a position in this country where we listen to people. And by the way, again, I see this all day long. Everybody identifying what's wrong. I don't really care what's wrong with the country. I don't care what the enemy's doing. The enemy cares what I'm doing, because I'm righting the wrongs by standing up against him. And when I look at Scripture, my friend, that's exactly what Scripture tells me that I'm supposed to do. If I love him, I'm going to keep his commandments. If I'm going to keep his commandments, guess what? The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And what we have today is the fruit of our forefathers in the Black Robe Regiment during the Revolutionary War that believed just what I am saying right now, and they proved it through their exhibition of faith in throwing off the enemies and giving their posterity 240, 245 years later the freedoms that we still have today. So where is it that you actually preach the gospel in your message? I'm just curious. And again, I say this with my hand on your shoulder.
That's a good point. And it's right here in Revelation 12, verse 11. And it says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word Amen. Of the testimony, and they loved not their own lives unto death. You see, Amen. I didn't realize and fully understand the Passover and the blood of the Lamb until yep. I saw Satan's Passover. Satan's Passover is throwing our children into the fire, which is exactly what Israel
okay,
did.
Okay, so you're going back to the same thing again. You're telling me what the problem is. I don't care. Hey, listen to me, Dwayne. And again, I want to encourage you here. Satan is a defeated foe, okay? We've been given all power and authority over the works of the enemy. What we hear in America today, especially in the church where women lead it up, and that's not a cap on women, but they love to talk about what the devil is doing. I don't care what the devil is doing. I already know that he badgers me every step of my life. I get that. But I also understand that the promise that's been given unto me, that I'm made more than a conqueror. And the faith that the Son of God has bestowed upon me overcomes what Jesus did on the cross over 2,000 years ago when he said, it is finished. And friends, that's the message that we need to get back to. And that is my message. Folks, quit worrying about what the enemy is doing. Yes, call it out for what he's doing. But empower the people in showing them that the law is on their side, and in obedience to Christ, so is the Lord God. You and God are a majority, said John Knox. And who knew better than that man alone, that prophet of God, when he stood against the corruptions of his day, namely Queen of Scots? She feared his prayers alone more than all the armies of Europe. Friends, I want to say this again. I don't care what the enemy's doing in the sense of giving voice or power over to what he is doing. I care about what God is doing and what God is looking for concerning his church to stand up and love him enough to actually keep his commandments, to establish judgment so we can know righteousness and peace within the United States of America again. That's what our forefathers established. Friends, the American people have been standing back for hundreds of years in this country and giving voice to the tyrannical acts that they have been committing against themselves without any action whatsoever. Let me say this. Faith without works is dead, my friends. Read James 2, 14 through 26. Folks, the way that you combat all of this is you just lead the way. Because we can turn around and give 1,000 sarcastic reproofs to people that don't. But I'll tell you what, just what you do in the doing shuts the mouth of every single one of them. And then your enemies become aware of the fact that, wait a second, there's a real believer there who believes the Lord and's taken him at his word, right? That's where the warfare is at, not in identifying what the enemy's doing at every turn.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, I'm proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-582-9933. There's so much I could say just concerning the last conversation I had. Dwayne out of Colorado. Thank you for the call, too, by the way. But I do want to encourage people to go further than just identifying what the enemy's doing. My goodness, friends, we know what he's doing. It's time to actually, counter what's happening here. When you read the book of Deuteronomy, it tells us clearly, behold, Moses, this is why we see him on all of our buildings, civil buildings. I've taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should do so in the land whither you go to possess it. Possess means to drive out previous occupants and to possess in their place. You are now being possessed. I'm sorry, you are now being dispossessed by those that are possessing. Right? He said, keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them? America, we're talking to you, right? Scripture's talking to you. I want to say one more thing about this thing going on with China and this thing going on with Russia and America. It's nothing but nothing short of grandstanding, friends. That's all it is. It's all being played out under false pretenses. They're all calling for a new world order. They're not, it's like the Democrats warring with the Republicans. Behind closed doors, they're the best of friends. These clowns in the circus of politics. They're a bunch of actors. That's all they're doing. The animosity that's created or fed to you through the propagandist, friends, is just to get you to believe that they're really an enemy as Joe Biden continuously fraternizes and commits the act of treason with him and his son, right? as Hillary Clinton sells uranium ore to the Russians. Folks, don't fall for the media and what they're trying to do here. We got to wake up. It's easy to try to, with our heads, put pieces together of this puzzle, but only the ones that can do that is a quickening spirit, and he's called the Holy Ghost. Read Isaiah 11:1 when you get a moment, 2 and 3 and 4, okay? I want to end this with the fact that we know that judges all over the country are saying that these governor lockdowns are null and void. A matter of fact, during the break, I noticed that Tim Walz, this tyrant here in the state of Minnesota, he just came forward and basically came forth with an executive order telling the people in the state of Minnesota what his outline is in reopening the churches and funerals. It's offensive. To say the least, it's offensive. Now, we know, too, as well, friends, that the DOJ is now coming out and telling the states that there's no exception to the U.S. Constitution concerning this created pandemic. Well, we've been telling you that since day one. Folks, either you're going to live... You know, isn't it interesting? I make points in reference to the statutes and articles and sections and clauses in the U.S. Constitution based on the Word of God. I'll give it to the people, and for some reason or another, there's no credibility until the media tells them. And again, they're that media that they don't believe. The hypocrisy, America, stinks to high heaven. The American people need to read the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights and apply it, okay? If people would just consider the sources to where the information is coming from concerning this pandemic, well, then they should all the well know better as to what it's really about. Read Psalm 101, verse 3. This week, we played some audio for you from KSTP, another propaganda outlet in the state of Minnesota here. Thing to note with that, friends, is the fact that... he's doing the same thing. He's coming out and basically creating law out of thin air. And he's literally telling the people in the state of Minnesota, and namely in Minneapolis, the mayor there, right, the subversive mayor, he's telling people that don't go along with their narrative that we have no right to jeopardize the health of others. I mean, these people have no shame whatsoever in any sense of the word, friends. And, again, quite frankly, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of all this. And I'm sure that you are, too. But when you have these individuals taking it so far as to begin to accuse others that don't pretend with them and their narrative, they begin to demonize you as the enemies of the state for not going along. If you allow this, friends... They will assume that power unless you challenge that power. And they're not going to do it by themselves. Just so you know.
Regulations also coming at us tonight. Face coverings in all indoor public locations in Minneapolis.
Listen.
That's the new policy put in place
policy,
by the
not law.
Mayor earlier today.
Wordplay.
Fox 9's Leah Vino joining us live with more on the rule. And Leah, the mayor's regulation applies to a lot of places in that city.
Yes, it does. Basically, any indoor public space, so everything from hotels to service centers, if it's indoors, you'll need to be wearing a mask. This is going into effect on Tuesday, May 26th. And the mayor says he's been thinking about this for about a month now. And as the governor relaxed his stay-at-home order, the mayor believes it's time.
We're the largest and densest city, and that requires, with it, great advantages and added responsibility. We have a responsibility to our neighbors to keep one another safe.
The emergency regulation signed by Mayor Jacob Frey Thursday mandates anyone over the age of 2 years old who is physically able to wear a mask when inside any public place within the city of Minneapolis. This means everything from retail stores to schools and government centers. Mayor Frey says this will not be about criminalizing people or punishing people
who refuse to
wear a mask, but more about education. People refusing to wear a mask can receive a misdemeanor citation, but in the words of the mayor, they would really have to earn it.
Researchers now suggest air droplets and airborne transmission are a primary mode of spreading the virus.
He's lying.
Short of universal testing, cloth masks are an important mechanism for protecting public health.
Review views on the new requirement are mixed. Some people online calling the requirement unconstitutional or vowing not to shop in Minneapolis.
Amen.
Others applauding the requirement.
I think it makes sense. I think wearing masks is more for protecting other people than for...
Notice how they gave voice to those that are in compliance.
I support wearing a mask indoors in any public space.
Wearing a mask is just...
How telling are these people?
And I'm for it.
And as wearing a mask or not has turned political, Mayor Fry has this to say.
You don't have a right to put other people at risk. You don't have the right to heighten the stress on our hospital system. This is a matter of public health, public safety, and respect for your neighbors and their families.
Can you believe that? Hey, folks, what this clown doesn't realize is I have friends in Minnesota that are doctors, EMTs, RNs. I have one particular friend in northern Minnesota who said they built a whole wing on one of the hospitals, talking about the stress that this subversive lying mayor is pouring out upon the people. They have a hospital in northern Minnesota where they built a whole wing for COVID-19 patients. He said a month after it was put up, they pulled it down, and he said, Bradley, we didn't serve one COVID-19 patient, not a one. I'm hearing this all over the country. How dangerous is corruption in government? Every single one of these that are going along with this narrative know exactly what they're doing, folks, or they have completely got their heads stuck in the sand. It's just that simple. Friends, when you look at Section 242 of Title 18, it makes clear that it's a crime for these people, these representatives, for a person acting under the color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right, a privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. So therefore, for the purpose of Section 242, acts under color of law include acts not only done by federal, state, or local officials within their lawful authority, which these are acting outside of, but also acts done beyond the bounds of that person in lawful authority. If these acts or the acts are done while the official is purporting to or pretending to act in the performance of his or her official duties, then consequences will be laid to those said representatives. So, I end with this. Either you can listen to the law and enforce the law, or you can live under their lawlessness, because there is no in-between.
Well, you know, it's been said that God's people shine best in the dark, and I think here at the Sons of Liberty, we're doing our best to shine the light of not only the truth, but the gospel of Jesus Christ. And throughout everything that we see going on in our world today, we need strong voices that are willing to stand up and speak out against the injustices that we see today, also bring forth the truth from the Word of God, and give people a source to go to where they can hear the truth of what's really going on in our country today. And I think here at the Sons of Liberty Radio, we've always tried to do that. We've been very sensitive to the situation going on in the world today, but we do know that we need your support to continue to let this voice be heard throughout America. Continually, we're adding new radio shows to our broadcast all throughout the United States in 53 other countries. Even especially during the time what we're facing now in our world today, we've had so many good comments of people saying, speak the truth, I look forward to it.
Just got a letter from an attorney in Missouri. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes,
we appreciate
just said, you know, I enjoy your comments, I listen to you. So this is all stuff that's unsolicited, so please support us. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the donate button or spread the word button and help keep us out there shining the light of God's truth throughout America.
Love you by what we do. Have a great weekend. Don't forget to honor those that fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms that which you have. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.